Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the idea. Be extraordinary. Welcome to another episode of Winspiration Radio, bringing you wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. How you can create an extraordinary future. And today, I have a very special guest for this. Maybe you know, I once studied law. I was a lawyer and a tax lawyer, extra education for taxes, and even had a company for tax accounting and advising. So the tax guys normally are the number guys and or bean counters and very down to earth. But then later I met someone in Germany, a guy who has an own practice of the taxes, and he turned out to understand more and more quantum physics and is even teaching meditation today. Oh, that was a first change in paradigm. And after traveling a lot, living in Gibraltar, I moved to Switzerland. And for my company, I needed another person for the taxes. And so I found an interesting lady who said that is the right one for advice for taxes. And after we warmed up a little bit and she trusted me, then she said, oh, that she is consulting a lady in Geneva who was using cards and everything, and she's consulting her for business reasons. And that was another shift in paradigms. So that was because I trusted on my tax lady, the idea is, oh, can I call this lady in Geneva as well? And today you will have her here on the show, Maud Favre from Geneva. Thank you for being here on the show. And yeah, it is really an interesting journey over the last years. Once in a while, I ask you for advice, and that's a difference. We will talk about how can someone who is reading cards or using other things and getting information out of the field, really an advisor for normal down-to-earth business. So that will be very interesting. Thank you for being on the show. Welcome, Maud, and maybe you explain a little bit what I missed, what you want to add, or how can a girl what went to a normal school, not went to a normal school, end up doing something but most people will say that is not normal.
Hi, everyone. Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me on the show. Well, the path is a journey for each of us, but I would say that I was born in Switzerland in a small town called Jura. And there is few cantons in Switzerland which we have memories of the past as people, they can cut the fire. People have ability with magnetics. People have abilities to pursue a potential in the future. So it is something that is known in a certain area. And this is something I was born with. When I was already probably 8 years old, I already had the abilities of foreseeing things, but you're a child and you don't really know what you see, because everything is normal over there. If you say that you have seen a fairy tale, nobody will question if it's true or not. They will go along with it. So my grandmother raised me on the weekends most of the time, and we called her at the time a witch, but a nice witch. The first memory I had when I was a child and staying at her place, I was maybe 3 or 4. It's early to have memory, but I have a distinguished memory of that. Being in my baby's bed and having, you know, people going through the walls and seeing things. And she always reassured me, saying that what I was seeing was okay. So therefore, I never realized I was some either different or having abilities that was not normal. Then I moved to school like a regular girl. Had a very hard time at school, because when you're born different, you sense things different. I would say that a lot of kids today have this sensibility more quickly than maybe in the old days. And growing up, I always had tarot around me. As I mentioned, it was something that you will find in on the table that my cousin, my family will, you know, have, and I will receive it even for my birthday. As far as I remember, I got cards. So it was a way for me to canalize the energy that I was getting in order to allow to transfer what I was receiving. And then I grew up, went to America, and that sensitivity was with me all the time, but it's like I will say someone who has abilities to play tennis. You may have the strength to play, the legs to run, but if you don't know the rules, it's going to be difficult for you to really know how to be a good player. And in my case, that was the most difficult path. It was to find a way to canalize, because you receive too much information and then your life can be unbalanced. In order to find the balance, it's a journey to meet people, to do your own research, and to understand how you connect with that energy. Because energy is something that we all have, because that's the aim of being human, but we have level of energy, and we call that a channel. And that channel is something that you can use to get information. And you have two laws, the good law and the dark law. So the good thing, the thing is to manage to stay on the light. So therefore, all my friends, I have done readings since, as far as I remember, a long time. And I could hear voices in my head, not the voices that get you the crazy signs that you're sick, but information that you don't know you have, because for you it's normal to get. And then as I was growing older, I had to understand how to interpret things, because the ability to receive information is one thing, but to transfer in a language that you and I have, it's something else. And what we get is not the same language. I mean, at least that's what I receive, is not common word. It can be pictures, it can be scene, it can be sensation, physical sensation, it can be colors, it can be smells, it can be a lot of things. And tarot, it's only a way for me to canalize all those senses in one picture. So I would say that it's a possibility what we're getting, because the way we're receiving information, the way I receive it and I transfer it, there is two human. You can receive something, transfer it to the other person, and the other person will understand it in her own way. It's not always true, but it's always a good guidance to understand. So when I lived in the US, it was a journey of research in that area. I was in California, in Berkeley. And Berkeley is known to be, at that time, an area where there were a lot of psychic and a little bit crazy people. That's how they call it in the U.S. And by talking with people and connecting and sharing, I made some sense how to use it. And then when I came back to Switzerland, I stayed there for about, you know, a couple of years. And when I came back to reality, which was Switzerland for me, because my perception of the world was different, of course, you know, from a small town to America, back to Geneva. For sometimes I had to adapt also in that new world. And I realized I could do something good with it, but didn't know how. So I met a journalist a couple of years ago who told me, well, why don't we challenge you to predict the future against a banker? Well, why not? So it was diffused on a TSR. It's a Swiss Roman channel. And we had to predict the possibility of action that at that time. And I did it as a game, because there was nothing really scary about it. But it ended up 6 months after they called me back, and they were quite shocked because the prediction were more accurate than what the bankers predicted then. So you would imagine that I had success with that, but it went totally the other way, because it got really people scared. So I lost my job. I had to leave. It was really a disaster for me because I didn't do anything wrong. And the boss at that time told me that, you know, he couldn't do anything about it.
No, you're challenging the system, their beliefs. You make them obsolete, maybe. No, that's better you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hope.
But what was it? Sorry.
System works, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the system. But he was a good boss because he knew I was having the abilities. And sometimes I would do, during break time, cards with him. And I remember telling him, I said, you know, in February, don't protect me because something's going to happen. And he goes, no, everybody loves you here. What's going to happen? And I say, I don't know, because he was very protective. And I said, but please, you just have to tweet. Take care of your family. Just let it be. So he took it as a ha, ha, ha. February came. He was right after the show. I saw him getting out of the lift, and he looked at me. He was pale, white. And he goes, Maud, I have two news for you. A good one and a bad one. Which one you want first? And I said, well, shoot. What's happening? And he goes, well, you were right about February. Something bad happened. So that's when you're good in what you do. The bad news is they want you to go because they can't handle it to have a lady like you in the bank. I was working in private banking then. So I decided to leave. No, I didn't. I had to leave. There was no question mark. So it was a disaster for me because you go public and it was like in the old days. You know, witches, you burn them.
Yes.
Well, they fire me. Still back to the old story.
But till today, people have a hard time making a difference between the message and the messenger. Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, I was, on my couch and wondering what I would do with my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because my name was on the net. It was the beginning. So, of course, when you will hire someone, you see she's psychic or doing whatever doesn't fit with the profession. So I scratched my head. I'm like, well, how about if I do business with my ability?
Mm-hmm.
So funny enough, I started to say, well, I'm going to start this way. But I have no client. And one Saturday morning, I got off my home. And two ladies were in front of the door. One dark hair, black hair, and one blonde hair. And I was looking at them, you know, trying to search something on the bell because it's a building. And I opened the door and one of them looked at me and she goes, oh, we came to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? Well, we called from Basel. We come to have a reading with you. And I was shocked. I'm like, how could this be? But you know, sometimes angels exist. Magic exists. In the world, it does. So there was my two first clients. From Basel to Geneva. I have never seen those girls ever again. So that's how the adventure started. And the thing is, when you practice readings, it takes a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a phone that you have. You have the full battery.
Mm-hmm.
But your soul, we call the vital energy of your body. When you do readings, it will take that vital energy out of you. Because you're connected to someone, to another level. And it will, you know, get your body lower in your immune system. You were asking me maybe before. It can have an effect on your body, physical body. So I did that for a couple of years, and I realized it was crazy. I cannot survive with only doing this. And then my little voice said, well, why not to try hypnosis? You can canalize that energy and help people, but in a nice, healthy way, because it's health.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And in the meantime, my boss had moved to another place, and he asked me to if I needed a, you know, something to survive. So I did something very simple there. I was at the reception. It was perfect. And one day I said, you know, when you have enough clients, you let us know and you go. So that's what exactly happened. I slowly started to build my business. But see, in 2011, it was around that time, or 2008, can't remember exactly when you started to pick up a little bit. Hypnosis wasn't known in Switzerland.
Okay.
It was just, you know, it was witchcraft.
Yeah, yeah.
It became medicine not too long ago, maybe, I would say, 5 years ago. So when people would come and do readings, I will also guide them to eventually try hypnosis because you are entitled to change your destinies for some areas. Because what we see in readings, it's a potential in regards of who you are at the time being.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't change anything in your life, the result will be probably the same. That's what Einstein was saying. The craziness is to believe that with the same equation, you will have different solution. So slowly, bye, I started to create my clientele and the results were good. But I was in an unknown land for many years. It took me about 6 to 7 years to have return because it was taboo. People would not speak about hypnosis, but nobody would.
And that's why they didn't share also, I guess. No? You're not recommending because, oh, I don't want to know other people that not other people know that I go there, huh?
Yes, because it was still, and still up to date, I would say, people are afraid that I snap my fingers and say sleep and they're out of control, which is absolutely not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me also many years, and people got instructed about hypnosis. There is a lot of stuff on the internet. There's a lot of stuff, information on my website, and hospital and medicine started to speak about it, how good it is for the body to reach a part of you that you don't have access consciously.
Yeah.
And then at the end, that's the right side of your brain. And when I do get readings, that's that part of my brain working.
Yeah.
The left side has no power.
Yes.
Has no connection.
Oh, that's why today also some dentists, no, are doing that they don't need to give you an injection or whatever, you just don't feel the pain.
Exactly. Yeah, there is operation under hypnosis. There is dentist doing it. But I like to precise that dentist is a small thing. When there is a big operation, it's not like as a patient, you will go to the hospital and they do it. There is a preparation.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also about security, insurance and everything. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And also to understand you, what hypnosis is, because when you go to surgery and you have no idea, you cannot go because your body will be too much alert or too much under stress. And if you're too much alert under stress, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You have to be at peace and at confidence with who you're going to do either the surgery or the therapy or the dentist. That's very important.
Yeah.
So after all that, hypnosis became more famous.
Mm-hmm.
So today I joined my ability to read the energy of people when they come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use tarot during the session because it still scares people. But on my door, you can see tarot reading.
Mm-hmm.
So people who didn't know, they will ask.
Mm-hmm.
You will not see it on my website, but you will see it in my booking. It's called Intuitive Consultation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I cannot read tarot.
Yeah.
As I work with doctors in hospital, it's mm-hmm. just, you know, a way to say there is another thing. For people that are open and understand it.
Yeah.
Voila.
Yeah, interesting. So intuitive. And this is a question. When you see, I foresee the future. There's always an interesting, question I have in mind. Like quantum physics says, there is no past, no future. Everything happens at the same time. But we here on the, say, time level, so what is this actually what you see? You see, if they don't do anything, this will happen. But I think the interesting part is, and that's more the question, when I ask you something, could I do this, should I do that, or where it's going, are you going in different universes, different to get, oh, this is a possibility, this is a possibility? Or is it more like a linear, I see the future?
It's an interesting question. The way I pursue it, it's just like if for sentence, for example, for a case like yours, I would say a time traveler person
mm-hmm.
who does the traveling for me because I don't know which space it is. And it's like someone getting the information and transferring the information. And I believe that someone or that energy has all the dimension of time
mm-hmm.
in one. Energetically and emotionally, I connect to that information, to that energy, because for me it's easier. If I go to space, I may get lost and get physical.
You're out of the duality. Like you said, how I get information, not in the classical way, just it is, but then you need to translate it in words to the human on the duality level, and here comes the trouble, because the word can mean everything.
Sometimes, you know, it's not always clear, because there is not always answer. I will give you an example that is very strange. When I see things, I don't see the time.
Yes, because
mm-hmm. I can say the months because they're quite okay, but I will never have the ability to see in which year I see things. It can be in 7 years, it can be in 7 days, it can be in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the readings, you can a little bit trick the time, but still.
Can't see it. Is it also because you can't really predict the time because your client has also the choice? Maybe to move faster or slower.
My experience on that is whatever is linked to business, it's quite accurate. It's like a year or two.
Yeah, everybody is thinking linear. Yes. Yeah.
When it comes to health, love, I have no vision of time at all. I see things
mm-hmm.
and I know they're going to happen. But at what time of the life, I have no clue.
You see? Mm-hmm.
I had a client, they told me, you know, I came to see you 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. What you told me is true, but it took me 7 years.
You see?
And what is interesting is maybe I would have give you an information that you will believe it will happen in that time or one shot.
Mm-hmm.
But every year, a little bit of that path is getting together in order to make that line.
Mm-hmm.
And in love, it's something that it's very common because probably your auditor will understand, but I read in soul. The soul is what is above of us. It's beyond what we can understand. And the soul sometimes will give information that will never happen on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it's connected to soul, the soul on the earth has always the free will.
Mm-hmm.
And because of certain reason, could be geographic, could be economic, could be religion, could be a lot of things, we will not choose to leave that story because there's too many barriers.
Yeah. But is this maybe also when you said business is easier? Because if you look at quantum physics also and everything we know, where you focus, where your energy goes, so the more you concentrate, the easier it is to happen on time or linear. But if we are all in the life, like you said, yeah, I dream about the love, I dream about the partner, but then I go in the office and my energy, my focus goes on business again. So what if, maybe, or did you have someone, I skip business, I skip everything, but now I concentrate exactly of this soulmate, and maybe then it goes faster.
I'll give you an example.
It's not an ego thing, no? If it's just not an ego thing, it's just because no distraction.
There is one thing. Action equal reaction.
Yeah.
You can have that wonderful work life, business life, and as long as you meet people, as long as you do the social thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always use this joke, but the Prince Charming will not be knocking on your door.
Yeah.
If you're in interactivity with your job, then you know, you feel good and you have, you know, you're moving, and the chances are there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be focused on your business, but also in your heart, because it's a different area, to be open to other people to come in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a business person and you're just focused on business and there's nothing else for, nothing, because you're so concentrated, it's not, the person can walk in front of you, he will not get it.
Yes, yeah.
You need to be open in a way, not in a way that I'm looking for, but be ready to receive that person.
Ready to receive, yes, that's the key.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you look, the name of looking for that person, that means the brain will give signals that it's not there. Looking, that's mean, but receiving, that's mean you already give signal to your body and your heart that it's there. So just receive it, it's been sent.
Yeah.
In a way.
Very, very interesting. Okay. Always coming back to the classical topic also with secrets and everything. Are you really ready to receive Napoleon Hill? Okay. After a short break, I will ask another question.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Maud, you said you needed to learn to read the signs. And that is somehow totally understandable. If you go in a different dimension, if you pick a different dimension, you don't have here on what we call the space-time-time-space reality, the duality. And that we know also our limbic system can't really handle words, just more feeling. Then I see a lot of people who says, oh, here's the universe giving me a sign, and that, that. And their interpretation mainly is, do I at the moment feel better or not? So is this my comfort or not my comfort? Do I fear it or not? And they trick themselves a lot. So how to separate the information you get to what normal people, my meaning, my belief, misinterpret?
I would say normal people will get signed, but they will interpret it with the left side of their mind. I mean,
yes.
They will analyze things.
Exactly, yeah.
And this analysis will be made upon your belief system.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you get the right signal, that means your gut will tell you. There's no doubt at all.
Mm-hmm.
Your guts will
kind of know it. Somehow you don't need to interpret it really. It's an thing. So the interpreting word is maybe not. So you learned the language.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as we're talking about the tarot readings, for me, it's a way to interpret the things because all my beliefs are focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
Could be anything in the cards. So when I have a reading, it's not so much about the card as I was mentioning. It's just I have all my senses expand.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, those senses, as I'm using my gut,
mm-hmm.
will give you information. And sometimes there's something that I love to say, but it's true. They use your own memory for you to adapt to what you receive.
Yeah. Well, just in case for me to understand, when you said just it. Very, very early when I saw first time, some say people read the cards, or I said shovel and then I pick cards. Oh, this card tells you. But what I understand from you is the card has in this picture all the senses. So it's more a kind of guidance for you, a shortcut to
yes.
senses or which door you should go. Is that?
Exactly. Yeah. I could not have any cards, but it will take me more energy. And
okay.
Mm. It's a safety net for me to understand what the message is about. Because you can have a card or feeling of something that's going to die, mm-hmm. but it's not necessarily something negative.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something that a cycle is ended.
Mm-hmm.
When I got, I remember, I give you an example that I have that it will speak to everyone. When COVID came, before COVID came,
mm-hmm.
I had a friend who we were doing the readings, and I'm like, I don't know, that is so weird. I have never seen anything like this. It's like, this is the exact word I use, a big party, but in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I interpreted COVID, because it was something I could feel was huge that everyone would be impacted by.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the negative side. I saw the positive side.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, the interpretation, as I didn't know, I never experienced that before on my life and on humanity. I didn't have any information about that. So when we speak, and from time to time, and we laugh because the big party was COVID for what we had experienced. But I could see it was something huge. And I would see it, you know, when people would come and I would see them, well, I see you staying at home and working from a home, and people were looking at me like, you're crazy. That would be my dream. I would never be able to work from home.
Yeah.
And when the whole thing happened, it all made sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And some people had more stress relations, but some, oh, finally, we like a simple things. A lot of people learn to cook at home and eat at home again, have more family meals. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So for some, it was a benefit. For other, it was negative.
Yeah.
But it was something so, that's what I always say by that. It was the feeling that I had of that reading. It was so bizarre.
Yeah.
I couldn't make
Here's
a figure on what it was.
Here's a question, and it's a kind of two-sided question, because with the reading, I have a question. Because the simple thing from the outside is you read the cards. But, or say, I interpret science, you read somewhere else. You don't read the cards, really. So
no.
When you read the COVID information, what did your party you saw,
mm-hmm.
you can read maybe something very positive and feel there is a extreme positive part in it, but then it goes down to the humans and governments or the fearful and the manipulation. So even if you read there is something good, they can turn it in stress and fear. So it's not reading just a card needs that we all go in fear. No, the reading is, wow, we could have used it totally different and even better.
Yes, we could have.
Yeah.
It was not meant to be, but, you know, life is made of cycle, and this is never going to change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're moving on to AI, next generation. it's getting stronger.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was like Bitcoin. Nobody believed in it, and it's there.
Yeah.
AI is coming. It's there. So there's a lot of things that will fail. We cannot stop it. It's a big machine because humans are not willing. I mean, the states are not really willing to change anything. And why would they?
No, we can't really. A lot of things we can't change that things happening. Like you said, the party is coming, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can, how we handle it, there we have a lot of influence. Like artificial intelligence, I asked Rupert Sheldrake, the professor of morphogenetic fields, a guru in this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is artificial intelligence now dangerous or is it good? And he simply said, it depends on the intention.
So absolutely. So, it's like for breedings. I was saying two energy,
yes.
The light and the dark.
Yes.
It's always going to be there.
So, you know, when I the first time had an idea of palm reading, I felt more, I don't know, should I do this and that? So more in a kind of victim mood. And I went to someone and handed over all the power to the other person. Tell me what to do. I think then everybody is in trouble. And that's a big difference with you, not telling to do, and you reading and giving options to me how I use it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it right? Let's say, I can bring my car in the garage. Can you fix it or can you tune it?
Well, we say, what would you like?
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe your car is down and you want to get a new one. So it's a good opportunity to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to tune it, okay, and how and which way you want to, that's going to make you feel happy. In readings, we have to be very careful to whom we are, you know, asking questions, because there is a lot of people with not good intention.
Yes.
And usually when you go see that type of person is to get answer about your life and to feel secure. But most of the time, they will link you to something negative. So you come back and call back and ask more if that bad thing has escaped or gone out. And it will unleash you unconsciously. And that is not the good energy we're looking for. The good energy will always give you guidance. Mm-hmm. It will never tell you what to do. It will give you an idea what's the potential that you have today with what is in front of you. Because it doesn't give answer. They're not like that. They can give you a perspective so you can put that, you know, somewhere in your mind and you don't have to worry too much about it and focus on what is important, because they can give you, this is, you know, it's standby. You don't need it right now. So focus more on what you do right here, because, you know, or they will give you guidance in the sense of, you know, you could do this in a different way, and they can give you a little bit of spices of information for you to open your potential. Because at the end, you will go inside of your own resources to find solution. Unconsciously, the information you get will work. It will keep, you know, being in your mind. And by what you understand, what I said, and what you believe at that time, in the time bias by, and you realize that the message was stupid, not what you were expecting or believing, it will guide you to the best of your potential. And sometimes they stay quiet because it's your own will that has to choose.
Also the responsibility you have as someone who is asking the questions, because we have placebo and we have the non. Let's say the non-sebo, and a lot of doctors can say, oh, you have 6 months to live, and people follow the advice. And
exactly.
That is not good. You get this self-fulfilling prophecy. So how to really understand, and luckily you always said it when we had a consultancy a session, that it's potentials, and it's not, it will be guaranteed you have at least 6 months, or whatever, like the doctor often says. Yeah, because what other people do with this doesn't need to be yours. No? They look just on the 3D level, what happened. Mm-hmm.
there is also something about human, and depending on what you're, where you stand in your life,
mm-hmm.
how strong or weak or confident, not confident you are, it has a big impact. It is known unconsciously as when you wear white trousers, it will give you power. And this has been demonstrated in many occasions. You can put like a real doctor dressed as a butcher and a butcher dressed as a doctor.
Is it?
The butcher will tell you something absolutely ridiculous. You will believe it. The doctor dressed as butcher, you will not believe it.
Is it?
So we call that stereotype also.
Yeah.
And that's something that it's to take in consideration in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Second thought, second advice, it's always good when you go to a doctor and you have something bad. If you go to someone, a therapist or a psychic reader, it's the same thing. But psychic readings are very powerful. And I have seen so many times people coming and being destroyed by other people, being under influence of negative information.
Yeah.
And you can tell them it's wrong. You can tell them by A, B, C, they will still believe the other one.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad reading then. It's about self-development.
So, but you're saying with this also how strong the mind is, what we can really accomplish with our thoughts.
Yeah.
And so where is, when you talk about potential, where are the limits or the no limits? If we look at physics, look at the universe and say, we have unlimited potentials. Or when we say, is there one universe or metaverse, whatever? And we have a lot of doppelganger, whatever we can choose. So where is, from your experience, the limits or where people see the limits? And where is maybe the real limit, if there is one? Or how big are our potentials?
Well, look at the universe. There is no beginning, there is no end. So are we.
Mm-hmm.
We only limited on time of living on the earth. Then we don't know. Some people will believe in life after life. Some people will believe in reincarnation. Some people will believe in everything. Potential is you believe. As long as you are stuck with wrong belief, you'll be limited. But if you unleash your potential, we all have resources and we give it some time and we give it also good action towards what we want. Because it's not enough to think or to dream of what we would want because and to have positive thoughts. That doesn't help.
Mm-hmm. No, just simple. No. Mm-hmm. That's too simple. Yeah.
Yeah. And we would call that as a dream without action. That's a phantasm.
Yeah. But we have to die or whatever. There is a guy, Leonard Orr, who wrote a book, Breaking the Death Habit. Because he wanted to figure out, do we really need to die? So how do you prove this, if it's right or wrong? And he decided, okay, if I meet people who are 300 years and older, then I start to believe we don't need to die. And in his book, he writes, he met 8 people. The youngest he has in his book, it was 300 years. So even older. And somehow the conclusion of the book is, maybe the only or the main belief we need to kill is that we have to die, because this belief has to kill. So
the
universe, even planets come and go, and stars are, we see light, which is from stars we don't see anymore. So in general, I believe. But the question is also for human beings, what is the real potential and what would be the healthy potential for us to live?
What you say is true.
Mm-hmm.
It can be also a belief. It's implemented in our brain. So since day one, we came to life. This is very personal. This is something I have no answer to give. Or I would say everything is possible. I mean, what we have seen in science fiction movie is happening today. So
yeah,
where does it stop? Nowhere. you know, it's unlimited for me.
Super. Yeah. Good point. Good time to make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It's unlimited. And one of your first sentence was, and that is the interesting thing, and also, we have unlimited potential, but to really be good, we need rules. You had the example with the tennis player, to be really good tennis player. So you can read the potentials and put it down. What is, from your experience, if there is, the good rules for being good connected and to create a good life?
Well, the rules is to be honest with yourself and respect your body and your soul and your mind and yourself, and respect the other. Because it's all linked to respect. It can be wrong in what you say, but if you do it with honesty, that's another story. The other thing, also, it's not really something that you choose to do or not do. The ability is something that you choose to help others. And my belief is that we have always been around, or as far as you can go in time, we may have, you know, had abilities stronger than today, probably.
Yes, a lot of people have the fear that we reach the point of power where we all can destroy us, and some can destroy us all. That's maybe new for us.
Yes, but unconsciously, you know, healers, I was living on the planet. And I would say, at least the way I practice my readings, my hypnotherapy, and whatever I do, it's in that sense. It's in a healing process. Because when you are wounded by someone physically, emotionally, or energetically, there's no hard medicine to heal. You are your own pharmacy. You have everything within you.
You're your own family. That is a good word, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And therefore, see, the channel I was talking earlier is there to help. Mm-hmm. I have the ability to have the channel open to help when people ask for help, but I will never be allowed to work on someone who doesn't ask help.
Yeah.
I give you an example. If someone gets burned, I have patients, they go to chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell them, not chemo, radiotherapy, sorry. After the session, before the session, you send me a message that you win, and that way I can cut the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this lady one day, she said, well, you know, it's every day the same thing, so please do it. And I'm like, no, I'm not at your disposal. You ask for an energy to work on you. If you don't make the effort every day, I will not do it.
Yeah.
I do it only upon request.
Yes.
If
And it's also
we cannot work.
Not you are doing it, like you said, ask energy doing it.
Exactly. We only channel.
Yes.
And this is something very to understand, because once people understand we're not magic, we just have something that helps us to be guided a little bit different than others. That's very important.
In this context, and we, Winspiration Radio has the idea, it's not, we have all the power, we know it, but what can we do to really create an extraordinary, simple said, positive future for us? So what is, because we're coming to an end, what is your advice for that?
Trust in yourself, trust in life, and most of all, trust in love.
Mm-hmm.
Love is everything. Love heals. So if you can reach that state of being connected to love, then your potential is there. You will be safe. You will be confident. You will feel happy. You'll be a waterfall of energy. And people will want to follow you.
Yeah. And I like to add, because it's known, love is the strongest power. But the great thing is we're all longing for it in the outside and not feeling it inside. And it doesn't matter really, but if we want the extraordinary future, if we want that what Maud now just said is, wow, what if we have a planet where people in a different mood, loving each other, positive, respecting each other, having conversations and overthink about their personal and the dignity of others. What if this is possible? Are you prepared? Or how do you prepare for it? And that's my new question of everything at the moment and the seminars and everything. What if and how do you live your life? How to prepare it? And to prepare it, I can really recommend, if you like, because I experience it. And you will see here also a website from Maud, or what is the best way to reach your Maud?
The best way is WhatsApp or emails. Mm. I just want to precise that whatever is linked to reading is not on the website for the reason I explained earlier, to stay safe.
Yes. Mm.
But for people who they know, if they do some research on the internet, they may find some videos or newspapers with, you know, what happened in the past. So it's all there, but you need to dig a little bit.
Yeah, super. I just can check always if you have something and have the feeling, trust yourself, as she said, and just check it out. And thank you, Maud,
for your
wisdom. And, you know, the extraordinary future is possible for us, and we are really organizing it. And stay tuned, like Maud said, the best is still to come.
This was another episode of Winspiration, Wisdom and Information to support you getting out of illusions, false identifications, limiting beliefs. We all have the power and potential to be more, do more, have more, give more. Reality is what is possible in the universe, and the best is yet to come. If you want to dive deeper into possibilities of creating the extraordinary future, go to winspiration.global or to wolfgangsonnenburg.com. More information and some free downloads like the email program Dream Goals Reality or a copy of the book The Best Is Yet To Come can be found on the UK Health Radio website under the Listen on Demand and Presenters section. Join us again next week on the Winspiration Show for more wisdom and information to create your extraordinary future.